integrative health info. At its best, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science with Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Probiotics instead of Paxil and Prozac. Are we talking about stopping your antidepressants and just starting a probiotic and having the same effect? No, that is not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the underlying cause of the problem. Neurology, neuroscience tells us that serotonin can go low when there's gut inflammation, when histamine goes up, glutamate. That's fancy science. What does this translate to you is your underlying mental emotional issue is not Prozac and Paxil deficiency.
No,
there is an underlying cause for that. And UCLA, Holly, proof of concept study is how they termed it. They just did simple yogurt versus sham yogurt, which I don't know how they did, 4-week study, and they did it with MRIs showing the changes in the emotional response, the healthy changes emotional response in the brain. Yes.
Stop it. Okay. This makes me so, all right. So this was a compelling study. And yes. what I really want to get to listeners out there for this segment particularly is, here's the deal. I don't know if you've known this, but your brain, your gut, I should say. Oh, I'm going to say it both ways. I do believe that we already know the gut is the second brain. Yes. About 5% of your neurotransmitters, serotonin, your feel good, like, chemical is made in your brain. 95% where? In your gut. And I would then argue as well, I think that your brain might be your second gut, but we can leave that to another segment. So here's the thing. When we might be just looking in the wrong area, when you feel things like depression and anxiety, and you're heading towards your primary care physician instead of the primary care provider, because we all know that that's you, we might be really dangerously missing something. Because if we just go to a pharmaceutical agent like Paxil, like Prozac, another serotonin reuptake inhibitor, we can maybe get a little far. We can get a little bit of help that way. But first of all, what's going to be the exit strategy? You're going to be on that medication for the rest of your life, and you can only reuptake the amount of serotonin that your body naturally even is able to make. And if there's disimpairment, I don't even know if that's a word, if there's dysregulation, if there's disimpairment, we'll say, in your gut, we got to go there first. You got to heal the hole. And that's the hole that starts at your mouth and the hole that ends you know where.
Listeners, you probably are sick of Holly and I talking about gut for diabetes, gut for autoimmune diseases, gut for this, gut for that. The problem is it's true. We cannot, in just a little background on gut, in most other systems of medicine outside of Western medicine, the Vedics, the Tibetans, the Chinese, the Egyptians, and all that, the digestion, the people that worked with digestion were the highest specialty. They were the most trained, smartest, most gifted physicians that worked in those areas. Not that our current gastroenterologists are not real smart, but it is not a highly touted specialty like it needs to be. For example, our gastroenterologists don't deal with the immune system, which 2/3 of it is in the digestive tract. And they don't deal with neurotransmitters and what their function is when they're being made in that gut because of specialization. That's the neurologist. That's the endocrinologist. Well, when you're dealing with it ain't rocket science and trying to simplify it, the gut does all these things, so we have to know how to take care of it. But Holly, I will throw this statement out to you. This means that a probiotic form, a tablet, a capsule, a pearl, loving the pearl technologies, the human microphone, everybody should be on them every day at this point, is my belief.
Absolutely. I got to tell you,
it's an action step.
It's an action step. It is an action step because I got to tell you, I used to say people like, do you think I should be in a multivitamin mineral? I'm like, you know, I wasn't always in that camp. But guess what? I think because of our compromised food chain, our compromised soil, a lot of times people's compromised choices, it is really a nice thing to perhaps ensure any nutritional gaps. And I have also moved to this stance with probiotics. There's just too much research, first of all of the things in our modern day that plummet. Probiotics and the colonization and the milieu in our guts. And then this one. So let's talk a little bit more about this study. So compared to the controls, the women who consumed, now this was a probiotic yogurt, that's pretty great, because a lot of times your stomach acid, and of course, I can't remember what was the yogurt they called it? Was a fake yogurt or what have you? I mean, that's of course the yogurt that's touted with a tremendous amount of sugar and artificial ingredients. So this is probiotic yogurt. Yeah, Foger, that's hilarious.
Holly is from Decker. Nice. I'm rolling, baby. Sorry to interrupt you.
But no, but seriously. So just consuming probiotic yogurt, real yogurt with probiotic content in it, had decreased activity in two brain regions that control central processing of emotion and sensation. Okay, this was the insular cortex, which plays a role in functions typically linked to emotions, okay, including perception, motor control, self-awareness, cognitive functioning, and interpersonal experience, and the regulation of your body's homeostasis, and also in a part of your area, the somatosensory cortex, which plays a role in your body's ability to interpret a wide variety of sensations. So they actually scan these people's brains.
Yeah.
And in the treatment group, they also showed greater connectivity between a region known as the periaqueductal gray and the areas of the prefrontal cortex associated with cognition. In contrast, the control group showed greater connectivity of the periaqueductal gray to emotion and sensation-related regions. This is absolutely science. Amazing.
Yeah, it's the science is there. The science is there.
It is. I mean, clearly, you would be better off taking a probiotic, at least with significant beneficial bacteria, a first step if you're having depression. Use the least invasive methods first. Mm-hmm. And I think to your point about the specialization and the fact that neurologists, gastroenterologists miss this stuff, because Western conventional medicine, and I've always said it, there's a place for everything. Shattered my shoulder a year and a half ago, was very happy for conventional Western reductionistic medicine. When you go back into the history of medicine, conventional Western medicine they are rooted in the science of reductionism. You are reduced to a lab test, a diagnosis, a symptom. And they don't, in that system of medicine, they don't have the ability, and they are not taught to think outside the box and pull the whole body together. They've lost that, and they've never really gained it in their studies. So I want to stop pointing the finger at conventional Western medicine, because, hey, it has its place. I want to point the finger back at the consumer of medicine and remind people that there are other practitioners, there's other systems of medicine, naturopathic medicine, Ayurvedic, traditional Chinese, chiropractic, that you might be able to go and get more comprehensive mm-hmm. holistic care.
Nice word. Yeah, and comprehensive. What we're talking about is somebody that deals with more than one system. And look, the specialization is why this segment is occurring. Probiotics instead of Paxil and Prozac, because neurologists don't know digestive function and gastroenterologists don't do neurology. There's even liability if they cross into each other's worlds, God forbid. And what does the science keep showing? We're connected. The body doesn't care about what subspecialty the doctor is. The body cares about integrating these things. Now, one of the obvious things is, okay, I'm on, you know, Paxil, I'm on Zoloft, I'm on Seroquel, whatever it is. Does that mean that it'll just get better if I take probiotics? No. But what it means is if you go on a good probiotic, we've talked about two of them, Holly, the Pearl and then the Human Microflora stuff. You've got, you know, those are a couple ones that you'll see out there. When you look at those, you start those and then you get with your practitioner and ask them how to safely reduce your medication and get coached through it. Don't just stop these medications on your own. It can be very, very, very dangerous. But there is a process in going off of them. If your doctor either doesn't want to help you with this or says it doesn't work or mocks you, you get yourself another doctor. Is it naturedoctor.org? Is that our website, Holly?
Naturopathic.org. NaturopathicPOATHIC.
That's the doctor that'll help you get out of this, get that immune system, get that digestion straight, and keep you nice and happy, because we want our listeners happy at Radio MD and RadioMD.com.